Let's check in with John Hansen, who does the Block Club Chicago podcast, and we call this Extremely Local News. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, John. I know these new speed cameras are not going to begin issuing tickets until next month, but we better get ready now. Because they're up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're up. And as you know, there's going to be more coming throughout the year. We've been covering the fact that the city earmarked 50 new cameras as part of this year's budget that narrowly passed in December. That's to pay for about $11 million in police department positions that was related to a federal consent decree. The six that are going up now, all on the south and southwest sides. We've got a full list at blockclubchicago.org. Near Hubbard High School is where these are. They have to be near schools or parks, although the definition of a park has waxed and waned over the years, Bob. Even a patch of grass sometimes qualifies, and then they plop a speed camera right there. If I sound like someone who's been tagged by a few of these, it's because I have. Sorry. But a couple other parks, McKinley Park, Marcus Garvey School as well. So we got the locations up, and we're keeping a list going. And the city has a data portal, too, where they let you know where the speed cameras are as well, too.
And this is something that probably should have happened a long time ago. The city's first affordable housing for Native Americans. Tell us about this.
Yeah, they've been working on this, the Native American community, since the 70s, Bob. Mm. And it's not an affordable housing unit that is just for the indigenous community, but it is tailored to indigenous people's needs. It's a really interesting story written by our Alex V. Hernandez, talking about instead of the shovels in the ground, which is normally how they do these break ground ceremonies, they decided to invite the Native American community from a couple different tribes and have them do performances and really make the event on Friday all about their culture, because a lot of this building is going to be rooted in that. The construction is expected to begin once the permits are all secure, but it's a big deal. It's going to be a 100-unit affordable, 100% affordable apartments, some of which will be designated for some of the indigenous communities folks. But if you read the whole story that Alex wrote, and I encourage people to do it, it's kind of a history of why we have such a large indigenous community here in Chicago, as the federal government really tried to get some of these folks off their where they had been designated to live. They tried to make Chicago look like this great place. Of course, it is a great place, but a lot of them ended up in the uptown neighborhood, then were gentrified out as that neighborhood has changed. So it's a deeper story than just a new building, but it's a good one.
And finally, I never knew the franchisee was a Chicago invention, but Block Club Chicago has done some research on this, and
oh,
it's
boy,
pretty
interesting. Your listener that hates the hot dogs is going to love this.
Yes.
The franchisee, which I've never heard of. I'm just going to read you the lead from Lindsay Rice, and everyone can read the rest. But instead of a hot dog dragged through the garden, she says, like a Chicago dog, imagine it dragged through the Mars cheese castle, swapping fresh and pickled veggies for sizzling cheese, bacon, and 4 ounces of beef. Your heart may hurt, but your spirit will be renewed with the chest-thumping powers of the franchisee. It's got a Chicago route back to the 1940s at the Peter Pan restaurant chain, founded by Chris Carson. It still continues today. It is literally stuffed with cheese, wrapped in bacon, and deep fried. And I didn't know it was our second Chicago dog. Lindsay Rice dug through it, and you can read it at blockclubchicago.org.
Chris Carson, and eventually Carson's Ribs from that family. There's some Chicago food history.
Wrap it in ribs. That'd be good, too.
Your Money Matters with John Hansen tonight between 6 and 7. Thanks, John. Have a good day.
All things hot dogs. Thanks, Bob.
All the news in 2 minutes.